Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, y'all know I was waiting on nothing.
Oh,
I am. We're not gonna even go there. We gonna go somewhere else, y'all. We searching for a crop. And the crop that we searching for got to be looked for somewhere else, y'all. So this evening's topic, audience, is social events with a purpose. Tonight's Ask Uncle Billy show is sponsored by ALW Entertainment. Mr. Al Wash, the owner, is the person responsible for bringing in one of the largest annual events into the city of Dallas. So in honor of growing spiritually, we will discuss that the family unit can and should attend together. And you all might not know this. This one guy who's been so considerate of bringing in the Gremlin Purview game that he did a semi on Jerry Jones, who's going to take all the games from the Cotton Bowl and flourish with it and, you know, live gracefully with it. But Mr. Al Wash tied up the game with a lot of long-term contracts with the Cotton Bowl, and, hey, it's still on and popping, you know. And he's also brought in some other games to the Cotton Bowl and other things, of course. You know, he brings in a lot of different events, some of the large church events that you all are seeing and hearing and not getting enough information on in time, but that's going to change. It's brought in by Mr. Al Wash. So, In that instant alone, I think we should consider supporting a lot of his enthusiastic move toward bringing on a great change. And as we've been saying, we need to change. But we need to change now and start supporting one another, so that we can, in effect, begin to grow our own money, grow our own dollars, and do our own community a better service. So I applaud Mr. Al Wash, and hopefully get a chance to work with him a whole lot in the future. But I'm going to do everything I can to see that people are aware that he's bringing in shows. So I got to put a charge on my computer, y'all. Yeah, that screen was running a little low. So yeah, I'm a little late. Oh, Lord, something else didn't come up. I'm not. So that being said, we have to y'all, but I'm I left my laptop uncharged for too long and trying to see what I'm working with here. So yeah, I'm just checking. Oh, Lord. Excuse me, y'all, but that was a grasp for air. But, yeah, so a lot of the music tonight is in honor of Brother Al Wash coming through like a Viking, as usual, and with the Gremlin game coming up and a lot of different plays and concerts. Take your family. Rejoin your family. Reunite. Let's try to get back on the road to a healthy lifestyle with family and friends. So with that being said, I'm going to put another song out here that hopefully will help us. Do some other things and think about some of the things that we're not doing. So keep the faith, y'all. Keep the faith. Because God is with you.
Thank you. he kept on talking. The man said, not only am I sick, but I'm in trouble. The Christian said, tell me about it. The man said, I gotta go to court.
Thank you.
you got to have faith. And when you start doing a little bit more for somebody else, it gives you a lot of faith, folks. That's what it's all about. But it seems that everything that comes to bear to us is of a selfless nature. You know, we like doing for others when we can and when we can think about it, but we don't think about it. We don't even try. You know, I think if you really believe that if you start praying for other people, you'll begin to be a little more concerned. I'm not trying to be your minister, your pastor, or nobody else. I'm just trying to give you some friendly advice for learning how to use some of them pent-up emotions. You know, when you see people doing bad or when you see people doing wrong and you really can't help them with in financial ways or something, you know, when you're praying at night or in the morning or all through the day, you know, say a little prayer for somebody else. You know, because believe it or not, once you get the thought off of you and start putting it on somebody else, you'll feel a lot better anyhow, because you won't be thinking about your problem. And sometimes just thinking about them don't do no good. No, you got to do something about them, you know. You got to get up. You got to change. You got to go back. You got to realize what got you into that situation. So when you do ease out of it with the help of the good Lord, you just won't try to rush back into it the same way, you know, because, you know, lo and behold, every time we get some help, we even if it's a crap game, you know, people know how to, what not to do sometimes. But they'll still fall back into that same trap. I'm just trying to tell y'all some good things that between the music and a little bit more about life. Sometimes we generate enough energy thinking about bad things all the time. Think about some of the good things you did. And then some of the other people that you're trying to help and all of that there. You'll forget about your problems, which is a good thing sometimes. But, you know, when you start having problems, you got to actually do something. You can't let them simmer. You know, sometimes problems are growing like a tree all by themselves, especially financial problems. So, you know, do something. Do something. And at the same time, you got to realize that you, all your problems didn't start overnight. It took some time, you know. Sometimes trouble take a long time to get into. But boy, it's always hell to get out of. So just look at it as another blockade, another barrier, another boulder in the road, and get around it. Get over it. Get across it. Get through it. Get under it, which is very hard to do. But, you know, if you keep the faith, you win and have the battle. Because that means it ain't took over. So, all I can say is through trials and tribulations of my own, I've learned a couple of things that, regardless of how bad your problems get, if you look around, I mean thoroughly look around, you'll see somebody having a worse time than you are. So help somebody today. Help somebody tomorrow. Help somebody the next day and the next week and the next month. Just start helping folks. You know, the best thing about being able to help somebody else is that you got and I paused because I was just thinking, you got more than God on your side, but you don't need no more than God. But, you know, that means that your problem is coexisting with something that ain't good, no good for you no how. So it should be doubly easy to get rid of and not get back into it. So... So what I would suggest is that, you know, you really need to get back into the, what they say, the village. Yeah. And once we do that, man, it's on and popping. But, you know, until we do some of the things that we were raised up doing and some of the things we need to go back and do, we're going to continue to have all kinds of problems. Because we're going against the grain. Every time you go against the grain, you have problems because, you know. I think y'all understand that. So, all I can tell you is that you know the root of your problem, so you got to be the one to solve them and to get you out of them, truly get you out of them and not let you go back into them foolishly. So with that being said, I was looking for a certain song because, you know, God is always trying to tell you something. But there's so many good songs out here that haven't been heard by us that are supposed to be connoisseurs of good music. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try to find.
Thank you, Jesus. You see me. Oh, But I believe what the Please.
do that for somebody else? Lord, Lord, Lord.
Somebody say yeah.
No, we're going to change that. No, no, no.
Okay. way back to the living room. And everybody was just singing and praising the Lord. The children had got happy. The white lady had got happy. And while they were praising the Lord, there come a knock on the door. There was a knock on the door. They were just praising the Lord. Daughter ran to the door and said, "Who is it?" The man that was standing at the door said, "Listen, little girl, I'm the doctor. If you don't mind, I was just in these parts, and I needed a place to turn into. Would you mind if I come in?" He walked in that room. She just raised her voice and said this.
There is God.
Already been played, y'all. Already been played. We're gonna try this one.
I know without you, we can't get up in the morning. We can't govern ourselves. We wouldn't be able to move one foot between the other. We couldn't lift our hands. We couldn't open our eyes. We couldn't fix breakfast for our children. And some time ago,
trying to get this one in for a purpose. Myself ain't lit up no more.